We're in the middle of Siman Nun Gimel. We're up to Sif Dalet. So now we discuss Aleph Beis Gimel. Discussed basically Yishtabach, and now we're up to what really is the title of the Siman Haroi Leri Lifnei Teva. Who is fit to be a Shliach Tzibur? And it's long. Okay, we're gonna do a couple of Sifim today. Continue tomorrow. Okay, so. Start off with Pesukei Teshuvos brings down. There's a lot of details here as to who is fit to be a shliach tzibur. Pesukei Teshuvos brings down a machlokas, and he says that he quotes the Magen Avraham, and he brings a Chasam Sofer who corroborates the Magen Avraham, who says that all the details and the stringencies of who's fit to be a shliach tzibur, that was in the olden days where a good chunk of the people, there were no sidurim, a good chunk of the people in shul did not know how to daven. The people were dependent upon the Shliach Tzibur to fulfill their obligation for davening, and therefore the Shliach Tzibur had a very big achrayus. But nowadays, where everyone does their own davening, it's not as big of a deal. In the Lashon of the Magen Avraham, ain kokach peida. You don't have to be so makpid. That's the first thing Pesukei Teshuvos brings down. Then he says, Miu, according to the Mekubalim, and it's probably not just Mekubalim, but you know, Chazor HaSashatz is a big deal. It's not just, meaning it may have started out as a way of being Yotzi, being Motzi people who didn't know how to daven Shemoneh Esrei themselves, but, you know, now there's a whole Brisker Mahalach that it's a Tfilas HaTzibor and it's all Tzibor together, offering up a Tfilah. We each offer our own Tfilah and then we offer a communal Tfilah through the Chazor HaSashatz. So he starts off saying that it's less of a big deal nowadays, and then he says, but, and he's a Hasidic, so he usually sides with the Mekubalim, and says, Al Pia Mekubalim, it's still a big deal. Okay. Let's start Sif Dalid. Okay, so these requirements are built off of the Mishnah, the Gemara in Tainis that talks about when they had no rain and they would have fasts. They would have Tainis, right? Well, about the fast for rain. And then they would take the Aron Kodesh out into the street and they would bring a Shliach Tzibur. And it talks about all the details there about what kind of Shliach Tzibur that you want to make sure that your tefillos are most likely to be accepted by Hashem. So, Shatz Tzarech Shiyeh Hagun. He has to be fit. What does that mean? So it says Shulchan Aruch Veizehu Hagun. What does it mean, Hagun? Say Reikan Me Averos. He should be empty of Averos. Vishelo Yotza Alav Shem Ra. He did not have a bad name. Afilu Bialduso. Even as a kid, you know, there's some people that when they're kids, they're a little out of control, whatever, and then they grow up, they're mature, and they turn into fine young adults. Okay, but here, even as a kid, he had to have lo yatzal of shemra. V'shiyah onav, he has to be humble. Umurutu la'am, the people have to want him to daven for the amud. V'yesh lo ni'ima, v'kolo arev. He has a nice voice. I don't know what the ni'ima is. That was also related to the voice, but ni'ima, maybe he's gets along well with people. I'm not sure about that. V'kolo arev, he has a nice voice. V'rogi likros, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. And he has to be a regular, accustomed to reading Tanakh. Okay, now, first of all, I'm not sure what kind of Shliach Tzibur we're talking about. We're going to get into a lot of details about different types of Shliach Tzibur. I'm not sure if this is a Shliach Tzibur Kavua, which we'll talk about more tomorrow, or even a one-time thing. It's not clear. I don't know if it's just any time a person becomes a Shliach Tzibur we're talking about, or on a regular basis. Not clear to me. I looked in a lot of places and I didn't find that spelled out. Okay, so again, starting again from Sif Dalet. Shatz Tzarech Shiyeh Hagun. He has to be an appropriate chazan. Why? Mishabur Sif Katan Yud Beis, Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Nosna Alai Bekola Alkein Sine Siha. And what is that Pasuk referring to? Amr Chazal, Zeshat Shein Hogun, a Shliach Tzibur that's not is not fit for the job, so that's something that Hashem despises. V'asfarim harichu ma'od b'goldo gunos ha'mamanim shat she'en ha'gun. The svarim speak a lot about how terrible it is to appoint a shel tzibor who is not fit. Kimonim Isaiah told me as well. The shel tzibor leads the congregation in prayer. That's what's supposed to open up the shefa, and Hashem is supposed to answer atfilos and send down to the whole wide world all sorts of good things. And if God forbid, the one leading the tefillah is not fit and not someone that let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with. So by appointing him to be a shel tzibor, we're hurting ourselves. We're hurting all of Klal Yisrael. We're hurting the whole world. Okay, Mishra Sifkaton Yud Gimel. So he said he has to be Hagun. Now Mishra says, for Roy, she had big day shots arukim. He should have long clothes. Shelo Yiru Raglov. We shouldn't see his legs. He should be wearing pants. So in the Dirshu, they point out that really everyone who's davening should be wearing pants. This is, but if you live in a place, if you live in a kibbutz, and if Netanyahu would come visit, you go out and greet him in your shorts and your t-shirt, and that's how you greet an Adam Chashuv. And if Obama would come and anyone else would come, you would come and greet him with your shorts and your t-shirts. So then, make your din, you're allowed to daven Shmona Esrei like that. But even so, you still shouldn't be a shlich. You shouldn't go like that to be a shlich tzibur. Shlich tzibur needs to wear pants. Then the Rishu brings down from the Mishnah Berurah back in Hilchos Tzitzis that says that one who davens to the Almud should put on a talis for kavod atzibur. Rabbi Ackman's very mak, but on that talis for kavod atzibur when you daven for the Almud, and then this is wild. Then he brings down from the Chazon Ish that if the Sheikh Tzibur is wearing a long coat, then he's potter from a talis. If he's wearing a short jacket, then he has to wear a talis. Sheikh Tzibur halavush mi'il katsar is wearing a jacket. Tzarech lesatei v'talas. That's their talas. V'alavush mi'il aruch eino tzarech. But if he's wearing a long frock, whatever, a bekisha, then he does not need to wear a talas. Okay? I never heard of that. Fascinating. Okay, then he continues, if God, you give him, he comes to base like Nassus, Rishon, Vyatza, Akron. He should be the first one in, the last one out. Meaning, the Sheil Tzibur should be from the Chashuve HaKehila. Comes early, stays late, he learns before Zav, he learns after. A person who's, someone that you would want to represent you in front of Hashem. Well, yeah, T-Page, with Sachal, he shouldn't be a dumbbell. El Sheyuchel, Daver, Biske, Akal, Fima, Shetzarach. He's a person who, I guess, knows the needs of the community. He's talking to the king, so he should know what he's asking for. Even if the words he's saying are the words of Chazal, the words of the Siddur, the words of Hashem, it's like, no, he should still know what he's asking. And Tov Lahad Rachashat, Tzadik Ben Tzadik. And preferably, he should not only be a Tzadik himself, but he should be a Tzadik Ben Tzadik. That we learn coming up in a few weeks. Yitzchak and Rivka don't have children. On the button, they each sit in their corner and they daven. Vayasa lo. Hashem answered the tefillos of Yitzchak over Rivka. And Rashi over there says, and Adoma, the tefillos of a tzaddik ben tzaddik, to the tefillos of a tzaddik ben Rasha. Okay, some people get insulted by that, but kach katuv. Okay. And I was an Eishet Torah, people, they got very upset by that, especially when their fathers are not Jewish. Okay, back to Siv Dalet. Shatz tzarech shiyeh hagun, he has to be fit. Ve'ezo hagun she'reikar me'averos, he should be empty of averos. Here the Mishnah says, last line of Siv Katan Yud Dalet. V'kasar sham od b'shem mishpat tzedet. D'mishu posel machmas avera. If someone is posel to be a sheikh tzibar because of averos, posel yoshatz afilu ba'akroy. I'm still not sure if that's... Okay. How you fit that into the machaber exactly, but even as a one-time thing, if he's not fit, whatever that means, we have to know what that means. Because of him, we got it. Now, daf could be shloach to tshuva. That's not fit into tshuva, but if he did tshuva, so then he's fine. Well, we'll get there soon. Okay. V'shelo yotza olav shem ra afil b'yalduso. He didn't have a bad name even b'yalduso, even as a child. So here, Mishnah Berurah says, "If katan tazayin, I feel in his barrel lanu she'asa oz tshuva alze." When he was a kid, he went off the derech. He was a teenager. He was a rebellious teenager, and now he came back. I feel hachi ain't limnoso lechatchila l'shatz. So even though now he he's come back and he's a tzaddik, they should not appoint him as a shatz. Now, it's still not clear, is it appointing him on a regular basis or even on a part-time basis? So, what does that do with Baal Tbali Tshuva of Ardor? So, Piskei Tshuva brings down from Tshuvas Van Hagas that this is not referring to our Bali Tshuva. Our Bali Tshuva are born in a situation where they don't know any better. The fact that they don't keep mitzvahs is not their fault at all. And then they are somehow learn about Torah mitzvahs and they become frum. They are tzaddikim. That is not what these halachas are talking about. These halachas are talking about a kid who's raised properly. He's raised the Torah mitzvahs. He rejects the Torah mitzvahs. And then later he comes back. So that person is what we're referring to where there's a problem with him being appointed as a shliach tzibur. But a person who was born into a non-religious family doesn't know any better. Then he becomes frum. That's not what we're talking about. The only chisaron of the classical Baal Tshuva that we have is the tzaddik ben tzaddik issue. Okay, but there's no problem in terms of the yotzal of shem ra afilu bi al duso. Okay, that's Piskei Tshuva brings down, I think, from Rishnumbra. Again, he should be an anav, humble, murutzalam. People should be happy with him. Yeshlo ni'ima kolo arev v'rogit likros b'tanach. Okay, Mishnah Yosef Katan Yud Ches. Why is it important for him to be familiar with Tanach? Two reasons. Mishnah Yosef Katan Yud Ches. Kidei shiyu apsukim hamuravim b'tachat tefila sturim b'fiv. Because most of davening is psukim, and therefore he should be familiar with the psukim so he can daven properly. Gam, it may not rogel likros. Also, if he's a person who's not a learned person, he doesn't learn. Who bichal meisir ozna mishmoa Torah gam tefilah so toema. The pasuk says, one who turns his ear away from listening to Torah, so then even his davening, his tefilah, is an abomination. Okay, so it's not enough to daven. A person has to be involved in learning as well.
Afkamina, if he learns Gemara.
Now, if he learns Gemara, right? Right. If he learns Gemara, then he's not necessarily familiar with all the psukim he needs to be familiar with. But he's certainly not begeder meiser ozam mishmo Torah. He's a person who's actively involved in the learning of Torah. Okay, sifhei. Im ein motzi mi shiyeh bo kol hamidos ha'eluf. If you don't find someone who fits all the criteria of sif dalid, yivchiru hatov shebetzibor b'chachma v'maisim tovim. Find the best one in the tzibor who is the biggest chacham in terms of Torah knowledge and maisim tovim. Find the best Jew that you have. Hago im hoya kan am ha'aretz zak. Cain, you have an old Am Aretz, v'kolo na'im, and he has a very nice voice. V'am chavetim, bon, people like to hear the fancy chazan. Uben yugimel shan, and you have a 13-year-old kid, hamevin masha omer, who's a yonik v'chakim, he's a tam chacham, he knows what he's saying. Me'en kolo na'im, but he doesn't have such a good voice. Hakaten hu kodem. The katan comes before the zaken, because the tam chacham comes before the Am Aretz, even if there's a tremendous age gap. Mi sha'ava avera b'shogeg, one who is over an avera b'shogeg, kagon shaharak ha'nefesh b'shkaga, he gives a very extreme example, but it's not necessarily so extreme, I don't know why he picks the most extreme example. So one who did an avera b'shogeg, kagon shaharak ha'nefesh b'shkaga, chas v'sham, he kills someone b'shogeg, v'chaza b'tshuva, now he does tshuva, motir liya shlich tzibur, he's allowed to be a shlich tzibur. Aval, he must have been amazed, but if he killed someone, been amazed, chas v'shalom. So then, even if he did tshuva, it's not going to help. Then he come akom yotzal of shem ra kodem tshuva. So he already had a shem ra. So we said, even if a person does tshuva, if he has a shem ra, be al do so, then he's not fit to be a shliach tzibur. So there's two points in this Rama. One is that you see, okay, he brought a very extreme example. Everyone says it's lav dafka such an extreme example. But you see from the Rama, even if he did something wrong one time, I mean, it's hard to compare killing to anything else. I don't know. But the Rama holds, even if someone did something one time, that's enough to give him a yotzal of shem ra, bi al do so. Okay, now that's not so simple. Let's see, Mishaburo. Mishu was Sivkat and Chav Beis. Chabez, we come welcome Yatzal of Shemra. I am b'magin Avram Shehevi b'shem Harbe Poskim. That feel b'mezit. Even if he did something b'mezit, not like the Ramah says. Kol sheshav shari dio shatz kavua. As long as he did tshuva, he's allowed to be a shliach tzibur kavua. Why? The dafka the iyan tainis tzibur machmirin and shelo yatzal of Shemra. I feel b'mealduso. Okay, so this concept Yotzal of Shem Ra, that the Shulchan Aruch does not say we're talking about a tainus tzibur, where it would seem like the requirements are more stringent. We want someone even better because there's a tainus tzibur because the Jews are in trouble. They need help. You want to get your best lawyer. You want to get your best guy up there. Okay, so the Mishabura here brings down from the Magen Avraham that requirement of Lo Yatzal of Shem Ra is not necessarily for a Shatz Kavua. That could only be, maybe that's only for a Tainus Tzibor, and therefore it's not relevant on a regular basis. Then the Bir Alocha, he points out, Mishabura says, Bir Alocha, Dibar Masl, the Mekom Makom, Yatzal of Shem Ra, I have been Mishabura, Masha Kasat, the Shem Magen Avraham, the Ayur Abba Bazeh. Okay, where this requirement is only for Tainat Tzibor, but not during the year. Hold on, we didn't finish. Let's finish that Mishabura, because he's quoting the end of that Mishabura. The Kazeh Hevi Aprimagadim Mishem El Yerabah LaHalacha, that this requirement is only for Tainat Tzibor. The Kazeh El Yerabah Di Yomim Noroim Akol Ponim Yesh LaHachmir Lodun Kedin Tanios De Be'emet Sefil B'Shayim Asashani Yesh B'Zahar Be'Deos Be'ein HaPoskim. So it's not so simple that if you only sinned one time, that's not called Yatzal of Shem Rabbi Adusa. So we're mixing up a lot of things here. Let's do this again. Mechaber holds Yatzal of Shem Rabbi Adusa passes him to be a Shliach Tzibor even during the year, not just on the Tainus Tzibor. Then the Ramah comes and says Yatzal of Shem Rabbi means even if he did one chait one time b'mezid, that's already enough to be Yatzal of Shem Rabbi. The fact that he gives the most extreme example in the book, that's a tzarchim, but all the poskim say it's lav dafka ritzicha. Any serious avera. The Mishnah Berurah got the chafalef. Lav dafka harag dua din shar averus. Okay, you have to know what's an avera. I mean, whatever. Not all averas are obviously created equal. Fine. So it turns out, according to Ramah, he sinned one time, serious sin, one time amazed. So even if he did tshuva, he can't be a sheach tzibur kavua during the year. Now comes along the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Magen Avraham and Eli Rabbah, people got them, and they say, no, that Lo Yatzal of Shem Ra, maybe it's only by Tainus Tzibor, but during the year it's okay. Disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch. Now in the Bir Alocha, Dibar Maschel, the Mikom Akum, Yatzal of Shem Ra, he says, I am Mishnah Berurah, Mashiach Kasad, Shem Magen Avraham, Eli Rabbah, is that right? He's going against the Ramah. Why is the Mishnah Berurah so quick to go against the Ramah? Says the Bir Alocha, v'sasamti kidivayim, and I was soisim, and I paskin like the Magen Avraham against the Ramah. Af diyesh od harbe poskim, the servant the din shalol yatzal shema, who are filled with kol hashana. Even though there are many poskim who agree with the Shulchan Aruch and say that the requirement of lo yatzal of shema is not just in Tainus Tzibor, it's all year round. Kidamashma, because like the oil of yatzal is a bir agra. So, if there are many poskim who disagree with that, and they go with the Shulchan Aruch, so why, Mishnah Berurah, did you paskin against, like the Magen Avraham, against the Ramah and against the Shulchan Aruch? Mikom Makom, says the Bir Alocha, Sasamti Kemosam, Mishum Didinze Darama, the Sovi, the Papam Acha, Shaover Adam Aver Bemazin, Af Sheshav Mikri Shesav Shemra, Gamkein Eino Mavurar. The reason, says the Bir Alocha, is because there are two things here that are very shaky. One is Yatzal of Shem Ra as a requirement all year round, not so simple. But I wouldn't go against the Shulchan Aruch on that, says the Mishnah Berurah. But the Ramah here, which says a one-time Avera, that's called Yatzal of Shem Ra, most poskim disagree with that. He says the Kvar Hikshal of Magen Avraham, the Chemash Shazav Agra, the Biur Ayin Sham, the Chemash Shuvas or Zerua, the Divrei Ramah Das Atzmo. And then he says at the end of the brackets, oh, like Matzah is a posek. The fact that the Ramah says if you person a one time sin b'mezid is Yatzal of Shem Ra, that's definitely not, most poskim disagree with that. So says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm not willing to take the chumrah of the Shulchan Aruch and the chumrah of the Ramah and put it together and say a one time sin b'mezid, the person can't be a shliach tzibor even if he did tshuva. I'm not willing to go that far because like this. Yotza Lav Shem Ra, Shulchan Aruch says, is a psul of Kol Yom HaShana, the Magen Avram, and the Rabbah says it's only a psul for Tanya Tzibur. The fact the Ramah tells us a one-time sin turns you into a Yotza Lav Shem Ra, that the Magen Avram and almost all the poskim disagree with that. They say only if a person is sinning bekvias, b'mezin, not that he's a one-time sin. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah paskins against this Mechaber Ramah combo, because the Ramah for sure is a Das Yachid, and even though the Mechaber is not a Das Yachid, but definitely the way the Ramah wants to plug it in, it's you don't need to go that far. And therefore, he says if he did tshuva, unless he did averes b'kvias b'mezit. But on a tiny seaboard, or by the Yom Naran, then already it would be more. Then he might accept the Chumrah of the Ramah.
That's. Okay, hold on. Okay, look at Mishnah Sifkatan Chaf. So I'm not sure everything I said was true, except I'm not sure about the he has to do averes b'kvias b'mezit, because it could be when the Ramah says that if he does it b'shogeg, it's not called Yotzalav Shem Ra. That's because it was a one-time thing. But once he's doing it b'kvias, well, I don't know how does that work. B'kvias b'shogeg, I don't know. It's called shogeg anymore.
Okay, I'm not sure. Mishnah Sifkatan Chaf says Mutter Leos, that's when he did it Bishogeg and he did Shuva. Dolomiki, Ein Pirko No, that's not called Ein Pirko No, that he's not acting appropriately. El Dafka Sha Muad Lasos Dvarim Sheinim Ugonim. He's accustomed to doing inappropriate things. That's when it becomes a problem. Avamisha Bod, the other Shigas Maisa, but it happens to everyone. He did something Bishogeg, Umischaret, and then he had Chavrat, he felt bad, he did Shuva, raised it Tzad the Gomer, the Chod Dvarim. Mutter them no, so the Chatchila the Shatz. I guess it's hard to talk about shogeg. I don't know. Talk about doing something consistently b'shogeg. That gets into the Gemara in Makkos. How they have shchiach roitzchim b'shogeg. How do you have shchiach roitzchim b'shogeg? Okay, we will stop here.